Yellow, yellow, yellow. I'm Lucas, Attack Savvy Teen in 2021. What else could there be?
I'm Alex. I'm a reptile slash aquarium fish keeper.
And this is
the Castle Lads
Podcast, episode 3. So basically, on the topic of attack savvy and unsociableness, there will probably be an influx of being sociable, because Boris will be introducing hugging and basically physical contact. I wouldn't really call it hugging, but you get the point. People want to see their families, they want to express themselves. Along with that, masks will also be taken off in middle schools, high schools, American, Europe stuff. I never really wore them, to be fair. I had like special privileges where I was.
Well, personally, I think I'll keep my mask and stay away from people, just like I did before the pandemic.
Oh, who didn't then? Anyway, on our main topics that we have in store for you, we'll be talking about Maneater, Dumb and Dumber by Jim Carrey, and your aquatic tips and reptile tips. Quite new, if you ask me. So, starting off, we have Maneater, a game for PS4, Xbox, and I don't know, maybe the older generations, but that's not what we're here for. And it'll also be coming out to Switch soon, won't it, Alex?
Yes, very soon. Mm. And it's also on PC.
Oh, PC too. Great, great, great. I never had a PC, but still, great for those to hear. But yeah, Maneater is basically a Plague Inc. kind of game, where you start off as something incredibly small and you later develop and unlock more things. The interesting kind of theme about the game is that you get to kind of slowly evolve more and more, and you can kind of choose what you want, more of a defensive or offensive playstyle. And that's this, but this is only around the start of the game. During the middle of the game, you fully build up that defensive build, and then you can choose the attack, and then you generally get bigger at the start. And it's mainly a case of progressing past the start of the game, and once you get bigger at the start, it won't even matter. It's just kind of the game starts to feel way easier, kind of 60% in, because everything's too easy. And that's why the DLC in this game is going to be amazing, because you'll get to all the games. From what I've heard, you'll get to the enemies will level up with you, and it will become way more of a challenge. Which means when you start off, you won't be able to just going one shotting everything, getting to find everything. You actually have to smartly think about the game. And considering how the game's more just a rip and tear kind of theme, I feel like this will add more of a strategy kind of genre to the whole thing about it in general. What are your opinions on it, Alex? You introduced this to me, and you know, and Sea Aquatics is kind of your thing.
Well, personally, I think it's brilliant. You play as a bull shark who's seeking revenge against a shark hunter who killed its mother, narrated in this documentary style by none other than Chris Parnell, aka Jerry Smith from Rick and Morty.
Amazing, that's so great, all these features and everything else, and what more could we have? Along with that, next topic, Dumb and Dumber, an amazing comedic movie by another Jim Carrey. I honestly think it's quite good. The lore isn't too much of a bother to me. It's mainly just kind of about how funny it is, and that's kind of what I picked up since when I first heard about it. It was when I was around 12 or 11, so I just kind of laughed at anything. I was a dumb child. But nonetheless, my dad introduced it to me. He's quite a comedy man. He really likes comedy movies. He's really funny and a great guy. Any opinions on you? Do you have it out on Alex? Because you watched it on Netflix from what I've heard.
Yes, I agree. It's quite a funny film. Although I haven't watched it in quite a while, it is a very good family film, as I believe it's rated 12.
12, that's amazing. Anyone can watch it. Little Jimmy, Big Dave, anyone from that age range, to be fair. Speaking of age range, we'll be talking about Alex's reptile tips now, you know, discussing whether it's for children, whether it's for adults. Go ahead. The seat is now yours.
Thank you, Lucas. Well, personally, I think for children who are starting off in the exotic hobby, something good would be a blue deafened beetle. And these are insects commonly found in the desert who will eat just about anything you give them, really. Vegetable scraps, even dog food. And all you need for them is a good-sized terrarium and some sand.
Very useful. I seems to be quite versatile, is I agree with this. Will even like children be able to take care of it?
Yeah, definitely. They are very handleable. They don't bite, as their mandibles are too sort of blunt and small to pierce the human skin, so they're completely harmless.
Okay, amazing. That's great to hear. And speaking back to the topic of DLCs and that, we're constantly making new topics, so make sure to stick in for that. we're always improving, and we have a few more things other than just, you know, basic games and everything. That's why we've been introducing the tips in there. So stay tuned if you want to improve your reptile house, if you want to get more gaming tips from the one and only me. And I'm Lucas.
And I'm Alex.
And this is the Castle Lads podcast. Signing off.